Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at senior issues with Connie McMullen, the publisher of Senior Spectrum magazine. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel, we look at the mess that is Egypt with Ty Cobb, Lucas Valletta, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Connie McMullen. She is the publisher of Senior Spectrum magazine, 19 years and still going strong.
Still going strong.
And you can read it statewide at seniorspectrumnewspaper.com. A lot going on. One of the things we want to promote is your 17th annual Senior Fest. We'll get to that, but want to talk about a few senior issues while we have you here. In the past, it was integrated together under state aging services, then it was kind of split apart, now it's being put back together again. This is a huge change that's going on. Tell us a little bit about this so we can understand it.
Well, it's a huge shift, and Mike Wilden has taken on this concept of across the giving care across the continuum of the lifespan. So aging services is now has merged since the last legislative session with early intervention and developmental services, which include autism, and so it will be services from early birth until the end of life. And we've also, a couple sessions back, they took on integration with developmental, or rather disabilities of adults. So now we're covering the whole spectrum of illness and disability.
Now, is this different than the way it was before, or is it just different departments have been put together? Because the population of this department has gone from, what, about 276 to now about 850 people.
Well, at the present moment, they're going to all remain in place. The There is a strategic plan going underway now to integrate how the services will be delivered. There's a lot of concern by the constituency that they will get lost in the system because there's a lot of need in the state. But at the moment, every staff member will remain where they currently are working, and we're moving towards the integration. How that will play out in the next 5 years is anybody's guess.
And was there more money allotted towards this at the legislature?
There was more money allotted. There really isn't expected to be a savings, but the benefit is to, in the service delivery and in the way the staff works, they won't be able, how they took people in intake, well, now there'll only be one process instead of having to move that person across several different departments. So it will be more seamless.
And are you confident about that? Does that make you, because that sounds like a great idea.
It is a great idea. I'm not real sold on it, so I advocated to do a strategic plan on it, which Mike Wilden hired a contractor to do. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to follow it over the next 5 years. And he took advocates out of all the various, the Commission on Aging, the Commission for People with Disabilities, Autism Commission, all the different groups of advocates, and we're all together at the table now working on this. It's up to us to make sure that it goes right. And, with anything, as you know, they roll it out and nothing happens as it's supposed to. So we're there to make sure that at least it goes in that right direction.
Is there cooperation between this group and the counties and the cities?
The counties, yes. The counties are in on it, too, because, as you know, the state, especially Aging and Disability Services, is a pass-through agency. They manage the grants that come down federally, and the various grantees at the counties, the 17 counties, make application for them. So yes, they have to all cooperate. And then there's the mandated, probably that you heard about from NACO, Jeff Fontaine, that they have to take care of the indigent that are placed in the nursing home. And so that's a huge county responsibility and a huge cost.
You know, as we're seeing our society aging, it's frightening, really, and I've talked about this on this program before. You know, the people have had no opportunity, really, since 401ks came around, to have the idea of a comfortable retirement. It used to be that businesses provided a retirement and people could retire at 65 and expect to have, decent standard of living. But then they were thrust upon themselves to do their own investing, and it's hard enough for financial managers to manage finances, as we've seen in the Great Recession. What chance did the average person have? So now you're seeing people 65, 70 years old trying to live on Social Security.
Yep.
And it's a disaster.
It is a disaster, and we're becoming an aging society. The baby boomer's going to come and change everything with that big bulge of population. And then there's the second population that's the bulge coming after that, Generation Y, I believe, and the millennial. So we have not prepared. We have not been, the majority of us have not prepared and or have the resources to continue not to work. We have to work, and we'll be working longer because we're living longer. And so we're all, a good portion of us are living on Social Security, and the average is what, $1,100 a month. But we've paid into the system, and so a lot of people expect it to be there. It is a frightening situation.
And it doesn't seem like there's any good end. You know, one thing that I think just makes common sense is to raise the age of where people get Social Security and encourage people that, if we've got a lifespan, because originally, as you well know, everybody knows, that Social Security was pretty much, you were going to collect it after you were dead. It was not planned as a long-term retirement fund. And yet with people living as long as they are now, nothing uncommon of people living well into their 80s, even their 90s, that to have the retirement age at 65 makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, and 20 years ago, people were retiring at 63, and those were the golden years. You were going to retire and take a vacation. Well, now people are living, as you said, into their mid-80s. That's the average lifespan. But every day we see on TV, people are living to 100 and beyond. And so there's limited resources to most people will not be able to finance their living to end of life. their lifespan. So it is a frightening possibility. The whole world is going this way, globally. But in the United States, we're going to have to start building capacity for this group of people. People are going to age with more disabilities. I mean, even transportation, the RTC says, you know, we're going to grow. They expect in the next 10 years the senior and disabled population to grow by 150%.
Let's take a break here. I just wanted to throw out one quote, which was from a French woman who was the oldest living person at 114. And before she died, somebody said, you know, how did you live so long? She said, God has forgotten me. Thought that was a great quote. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest September 4th, Reno Town Mall, health screenings from Renown Health, food tastings, free parking at the Atlantis, and resource information. Plenty of big band music, a barbershop quartet, and a sneak preview of the Eldorado's Jersey Knights celebrating the four seasons. It's your day. That's Senior Fest, September 4th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 4th, Reno Town Mall, health screenings from Renown Health, food tastings, free parking at the Atlantis, and resource information. Plenty of big band music, a barbershop quartet, and a sneak preview of the Eldorado's Jersey Knights celebrating the four seasons. It's your day. That's Senior Fest, September 4th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Connie McMullen, the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. You can read it across the state at seniorspectrumnewspaper.com, or you can get the actual newspaper itself if you live in Northern Nevada. 19 years you've been doing that, and we'll talk about Senior Fest coming up on September 3rd in just a couple of minutes. Wanted to continue on the path we were talking about before the break there, which is, you know, you have airports and you have state demographers and you have RTCs that their job is to look out 30 years to be able to figure out what's going on. And you were mentioning some numbers, some statistics. Because Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada are both very attractive to retirees, that's good in one sense because they're going to come in here and bring money, hopefully, and buy homes. But on the other end of that, they are going to be an expense, and transportation is going to be a huge cost.
A huge cost. RTC's goal is always to move people onto the fixed big bus service, but a lot of people cannot ride that and are forced to the access service, which is the paratransit door-to-door. The average cost per ticket is, I believe, $3. It may have changed since then. I believe it was going down the past month. But the actual ride cost anywhere from $25 to $26 one way. So you have people busing out to the rural areas all over. And the main reason that they go, they have statistics, is dental or medical. And as the population ages, there's going to be more of a need for this, but there's less income coming in from the tax base. So it's going to be a problem across the United States.
And as you look at rural Nevada, it's even worse.
There is no bus service in rural Nevada. They're lucky if they have a bus that comes and picks up the elders and takes them to the local senior once, the senior center once a day for a lunch. Could be their only meal of the day. But there is no transportation in rural Nevada. And the state is actually working now to devise methods they're exploring on how they can put in a transportation network that will go from A to Z out into the rurals to bring people in. As you know, if you're living in the rurals and you're sick, either you're bussed in by helicopter or you're spending the whole day just coming one way for service.
All right, let's talk about Senior Fest, because you're in your 17th year of putting this on. It's a Northern Nevada event, so
right.
People want to contact you if they want to come up from Southern Nevada for this. But it's held in the Reno Old Town Mall on Peckham. Tell us what you got going this year, because it's pretty huge.
Well, it is huge, and we've been doing it for so long, and the idea was to have a one-stop shop to connect people with services, because as you know, most people don't even think about that till they enter a crisis, and then it's very confusing, even if you know what to do. So we have 50 business and nonprofit vendors inside the building, maybe more. It varies from year to year. And outside, renowned health and senior care plus pitch the whole parking lot full of tents and bring out a battery of nurses and other healthcare professionals and offer free health screenings, basic metabolic panel and lipid profile, and glycohemoglobin for people who have diabetics. Not to mention the body fat test, the blood pressure, the medical review, and all the other screenings that they have, including colon cancer and heel bone density for Senior Care Plus members. So,
have you thought about doing this in Southern Nevada?
You know, we used to be sponsors of Salute to Seniors that was held down there. It was a two-day event, and it was pretty big, and that's how we got the idea to bring it here. We haven't done that in quite some time, but. And I don't really know if other people do it, but we have people that are sponsors from the South that do come up here and they say this is the biggest in the state.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, if you think about it, in terms of a good business plan, you know, senior services would seem to be, you know, a great idea. On the other hand, if seniors are running out of money, then maybe it's not such a good idea.
Well, and the services are very scarce here in the state. When you think about it, aging services first of all, you have to be Medicaid eligible to be on those programs. And then we only, like, take care of about 1,400 people a month. When you look at the population of 2 million down in Southern Nevada, I mean, what are we doing? We're just, like, scratching the surface. So, and that's why we get so many people coming out to Senior Fest, because the need is huge.
All right. So, once again, Senior Fest in its 17th year. It's going to be the Reno Town Mall on September 3rd.
92.
We're a co-sponsor with you. So, we appreciate you being a part of it. And thank you very much for all that you do for our seniors. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We love it when our relatives come and stay. The problem, our guest room isn't so guest friendly. You know what I mean? Of course. Come check out the sleeper sofas at RC Willie. So comfy, your guests may never want to leave.
It's easy to update your guest room with our affordable options. Sleeper sofas from $749. With traditional, contemporary, and casual styles, you'll find bedroom furniture that suits your style. Bedroom sets start at just $699. RC Willie, your home, your way.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual healthcare needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Ty Cobb is here, the former special assistant to President Reagan, Lucas Valletta, attorney, and Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. Ty, let's start out with Egypt. I mean, the situation there, in our last discussion, I brought up the idea that, perhaps nothing had really changed in Egypt, that the military had always been in charge, and they continue to be in charge. And now talk of Mubarak being released from prison this week.
It's a very unusual situation, because when the Muslim Brotherhood was elected into power freely, and then they abused it and took the country rapidly on a course toward an Islamic dictatorship, the populace in a large part revolted. We weren't sure about the military, because we understood that Morsi had more or less removed all of the senior leadership and replaced more reliable people like al-Sisi in charge. But it turns out they were more military than they were Islamists, and saw their role as to come in and try to restore order, including releasing Mubarak from prison, it appears.
And the United States really has no leverage here whatsoever.
It gives $1.5 billion in annual aid, but it's a pittance. The Gulf states like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, Kuwait, they'll step in and fill that void. We have very little influence, and we're in a real bind. On one hand, we want to recognize a democratically elected government. On the other hand, we have a need for stability and a very important ally in that reason for transit through the Suez, overflight rights, and the peace treaty with Israel.
And as I've said many times on this program, democracy is not always good for the United States.
Sometimes we have to choose which we would prefer, and there's this unusual alignment of some very right-wing people like John McCain and Rand Paul arguing for cutoff of all assistance because it was a coup, and others on the left ironically arguing that we need to maintain the dictatorship. Right, Chris?
That's right. Well, it's a very unusual situation, because normally your overall objective, I think, is to encourage democracy, like the Middle East in so many instances is not simplistic like McCain seems to assert. Because you have the Islamists who took power in a free election. It appeared to be a completely free election, but they lost the support of the people. And how often have you seen in a country millions of people demonstrating for removal of the just elected democratic leader? That happened, and now the military, I hope, doesn't overplay its hand by becoming too harsh. Because that could easily
How could they be more harsh than they're being? Literally hundreds and hundreds of people have been killed in the space of a week. There was a comment made, and I don't recall by whom, but somebody said, we'll wait to see how long the Americans can put up with this amount of bloodletting before they respond. And my response to that is that most Americans don't know where to find Egypt on a map.
I don't know if that's entirely true, Sam. It's a scary thought if that's true, because Egypt is so important to us and so important to the world. And, we may be reaching the point where, the Muslim Brotherhood leaders are being rounded up and imprisoned. Their religious leader was just imprisoned. You heard about the captives who were killed. There's different stories on what happened with those captives. And on the other hand, like in the Sinai, you see the murder. I couldn't call it anything other than murder of numerous police cadets. So it's quickly going out of hand. And like Ty said, if the only leverage we might have would be the aid, and the Gulf states have explicitly said if the Western powers remove aid, they will replace it. So to me, that means we have no leverage. And so we almost have to pick sides. And you have the people that put in the revolution that removed Mubarak in the first instance. I think they now feel in the middle between the Muslim Brotherhood, who demonstrated it was incapable of ruling democratically, and the military, who everybody's kind of afraid now. Is this emergency rule going to continue for 30 years like under Mubarak?
Well, and it's interesting too, because the Muslim Brotherhood was underground for decades and actually outlawed, correct, Ty?
Yeah.
And so yes. Suddenly they came into prominence and were voted into power. But the reality on the ground is that the military is doing whatever is necessary to take control, putting the Muslim Brotherhood in jail. And, you know, with the thought of Mubarak being released, I mean, you know, I think the military is the solution that is going to go forward. There is nothing to stop it.
It does seem that way, and it seems like that's been the story in Egypt for a long time. I mean, the common trend in the last 30 years of Egypt's history is the fact that the military has essentially been supporting whatever political regime has been in place on top of it. The one constant has been the military's ability to protect its own power. And it seems pretty clear to me, you know, from looking at the commentary around this issue, that it was the military's dissatisfaction with the politically elected government that led to this coup or non-coup or quasi-coup or whatever you want to call it.
The coup that cannot be named because that would bring into a whole bunch of legal references.
And I think actually that draws out kind of a really important point about this whole thing, which is that initially I think there was a lot of naivety about whether this was a coup or whether this was something we were willing to call a coup. And, you know, the national commentators and people at high levels in the American government were very hesitant to refer to it as a coup because, you know, doing so would trigger a bunch of serious policy consequences that we as a country would have to undertake. And it seemed to me that they were doing that because they had some sort of faith, it now appears to be ill-founded, in the ability of the military to transition this country to some other properly elected government that would be more democratic in nature. And so we were trying to be on the right side of democracy by taking a laissez-faire view of what the military had done here. But now I think it turns out that we learned quite quickly that that was probably a big mistake. But as Ty points out, there weren't a lot of cards for us to play once the military had essentially ousted the politically elected leaders.
I think it's a zero-sum game as one of the Muslim Brotherhoods. You either support us, the Muslim Brotherhood, and you know where that's going, as Chris said, down to an Islamist path and the installation officially of Sharia law and horrible consequences, I think, for women and minorities like the Coptic Christians, or we reluctantly back, as Lucas said, the military regime, and despite the atrocities that we've witnessed.
We have the really strange situation of some of the right-wing politicians in this country saying, come down hard on the military.
Not going to happen. That's where we've got to leave it, guys. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Plush Life has some exciting news.
Because so many of us love Sunday night football, we're moving to Saturday nights.
That's right. Starting August 3rd, you'll find The Plush Life right here on News 4 on Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
The Plush Life highlights businesses, events, and some incredibly inspiring people.
I'm Jennifer Rose.
And I'm John Oliver.
And together, we bring you The Plush Life each and every week.
Beginning August 3rd, you'll find us on News 4, Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
So tune in and make your life plush with The Plush Life.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Carrie Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
Introducing Impressions. Understated yet elegant. Modern yet timeless. All with outstanding quality and complimentary interior design service at irresistible prices. This is luxury made affordable. Only at Ethan Allen.
When you are late on your payments, your bills can multiply. That's when you need CashCo. It's easy to get the cash you need at CashCo. There are no credit checks and no year-long contract. You can even apply by phone. All you have to do is write us a check and we'll hold it till payday. It's that simple. And with our quick approval process, you can get your money in as little as 15 minutes. So don't wait. When you think cash, think CashCo. With two Northern Nevada locations to serve you.
Hi, I'm Jan. Welcome to Toyota's once-a-year clearance event.
Can I still get a great deal?
Yes, there's lots to choose from, but you'd better hurry. They're going fast. What is that?
This is Ted. He's going to help pick the color.
Blue, we have that. Can you take him? We have that, too.
Now, lease a new Corolla for just $169 a month. Or get 0% APR financing for 60 months and make no payments till November when you buy a new Corolla.
Did you find him?
Still looking.
Toyota, let's go places.
On our next broadcast, former state archivist Guy Rocha will be here. We'll see you around.